Why I make podcasts. Maybe why you should make a podcast. Maybe why you should make a YouTube channel or post more on social media. What is the whole meaning of this? Well, number one, gives me something to do when I'm driving through traffic. I'm going from the post office to LA Fitness. And it's going to be about a 20-minute drive, so that's just called efficiency. Got the yellow polo on, you know what that means. It means we're going to get a little rowdy. How do you find stuff to talk about? Right? Like, I don't know. I just talk about whatever the hell I'm thinking about. It's actually for my own sanity. I need to talk about the shit in my head. I need to get it out. Right? This is more like therapy for me than trying to make some award-winning podcast, right? But what are universal constants? Everyone wants to feel attractive. Everyone wants to feel cool. Everyone wants to feel special. Everyone wants to be proud of themselves. Everybody wants to be kind of motivated, held to a higher standard. Okay, and then we like to talk about interesting and trendy things. Viral footage is what? Stuff that's like hilarious or like really cool or like really embarrassing. It's some supercharged emotional reaction, right? Hilarity or mesmerized or ridiculous. Like, what's that show on MTV? Ridiculousness. Right, it's just a bunch of viral videos of just like ridiculous shit, right? People doing sports stunts, people hurting themselves, America's funniest home videos. I mean, this shit has been around for a while. Okay, people are just realizing that they can make money when they have a channel of viral content, right? So it all ties back to what? Being able to market some kind of channel. My podcast is starting to get a lot more action to the point of like, I don't know if these are real numbers, but I think they are. And if that's the case, then cool. I'm glad more people are listening, and hopefully this can provide some value to you. I normally talk about motivation and energy and hustle, and I talk about the shit that I'm doing, and because I'm building a business, and it's not just about being cool or sounding cool, it's about legitimately like what do you have to do to push yourself to the next level because we all want to be fulfilled and we all want to have a badass lifestyle, but sometimes it's hard to even fucking make it through the day. Okay, there's a never-ending demand for energy and motivation. We'll pay fucking top dollar just to have fucking energy drinks. Like, guys and gals will pay hundreds of dollars to in fucking put hormones in their ass. That's called what? Not microblading. It's called, I don't remember, but they'll put pellets in your fucking glute to for guys to have testosterone therapy, and they'll do it for women too. I don't remember what it's called, but my ex used to get that shit. It's like, dude, you do not need to pay. I mean, it's like basically like paying for steroids, and instead of shooting it up in your ass or in your quads, you're just paying a doctor to do it for you. But people will pay a lot of money to have more energy, to be ahead of the game. I was watching this documentary thing, Drugs Inc., on Netflix, and it was about Wall Street and the cocaine epidemic. These guys will pay thousands of dollars for top quality cocaine to be delivered to them in Wall Street so they can have a competitive edge. The Adderall epidemic in colleges and universities is nuts. People will pay $10 for a pill so they can stay up all night and make an A on their test. And I myself am guilty of doing that. I don't take Adderall anymore, but I used to take a lot of Adderall and I got straight A's on all my fucking tests. Right? We will pay for a competitive advantage, especially when that advantage should or could make us more money. Right? the competitive advantage has got to pay off. Either it's making me more money, it's getting me more chicks, I'm having more sex, I'm getting more attractive, I'm becoming more fit and muscular, right? Human beings are vain. Women will pay their last dollar to feel beautiful, right? Kylie Cosmetics, you know what I mean? The feeling of being a star, a superpower, a superhero, right? A celebrity, right? For $25, you can put this eyeliner on and you'll be as famous as the Jenners and the Kardashians, right? Okay, my motivation doesn't cost anything, you know? And in fact, I have to get it out of my system. So, you know, I'm not trying to monetize a podcast, nor do I think I ever would. If I got to the point of having thousands of listeners, then I suppose I'd be interested in writing a book or something to that extent. But I don't really know if I'd be interested in being a motivational speaker, just as much as I don't really know that I'd be interested in being a touring rapper or artist, because I don't know if I don't know if I want to do that. You know, you gotta wake up early, you gotta travel all the time, you're always on airplanes. Even if you had the skill, even if you had the talent, I think that's just kind of a really boring life. Like, I don't really envy Drake, you know, like you've gotta play 200, 300 shows. Yes, you are making what, $100 million, give or take, but you know, your life is basically traveling and putting on the same show. I just think it'd be really boring. It would probably be fun for the first like 6 months. I think after that, it would get really, really boring. And then it's just like, that's your job, right? To entertain people is your job. So I don't want my job to be as an entertainer. I don't want my job to be as some kind of like motivational person, inspirer. I just do that for fun and shit. I just do this for my own fucking sanity. But, you know, we're going ahead into an age where people want to monetize and they want celebrity, right? Micro celebrity in the form of an influencer, micro celebrity in the form of a YouTuber. Oh, I could just travel the world and make videos at all these five-star hotels and eating really fancy food and all these beaches and mountains, and I could monetize a YouTube channel and be a YouTuber. Like, okay, that sounds cool. Basically having the life and then people paying for it, right? If you could do that, fucking go for it. But chances are you probably, oh. I'm not turning left, I'm going straight. Anyways, chances are it's probably not gonna happen. So, anyways, there's a little traffic jam where I'm at in Houston. People do not know how to communicate here. So why make a podcast? Why put your voice out there? Because we enjoy it. We enjoy having a reach. We enjoy having an audience. We think that what we've got to say has importance. We think it's interesting enough, and we hope to provide value. And really, I'm also just cycling motivation because I believe if I keep putting out motivational energy, I will become motivational energy, and the motivational energy will compound in me. I really do believe that. I believe that the more people you can influence and motivate, the more energy you can discharge. Like, there's some guy, I don't remember who, he was some kind of motivational person. He said, like, Zig Ziglar or something like that. He said, you don't give away your energy. Like, you're not really experiencing a gain or a loss in energy per se. It's just that this current of energy is moving through you at this point in your life, right? Therefore, me, Benjamin Ross, is not giving the listener, you, my energy. In fact, I represent a movement of energy in my life and in the universe, in our country, in America, whatever, right? And then you are also part of that movement of energy. And just as much as the energy that you radiate to the next person, your family, your friends, your job, right? It's all just ripples of energy, okay? Where does my energy come from? Well, I listen to a lot of motivational content on YouTube. I like to listen to keynote speeches. I like to listen to audiobooks, okay? So the energy is not even necessarily coming from me. The energy is coming from the books that I tune into. It comes from the podcasts. I don't really listen to a lot of podcasts anymore because I feel like if you've got 2 hours to listen to something, unless you really enjoy the author or whatever, I think books are a better investment of, I mean, shit, I'm having a podcast and I'm telling you, listen to books, right? I think books are a better investment, a better return of your time, but then like books you have to pay for. So podcasts are free. So podcasts, you kind of get in the watered down version. Audiobooks, you either have to find, torrent them, find free versions of them, or pay for them on Audible or whatever, or actually buy the books and read the books. So, podcasts are convenient. You can just hop on the app. You can just click a button. I don't know if people are listening to my podcast from Facebook or from iTunes, because I don't even have 100 friends. I have another Facebook that has like 5,000 friends, and like I don't know. I haven't even gotten on it in like 2 years. So, because I was transforming, I started over in Houston. So I made a brand new profile with less than 100 people on it. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I suppose I want more friends and networking and stuff and all that, but that will come with time. And right now, I'm laser focused, right? People want to tune into laser focus and people want to tune into intense motivation. Those are the ones that get the most plays for me. So it's like, okay, laser focus. You want to hear a little bit about business? I'll talk a little bit about my business. 4 months ago, did not even know I was going to do this. 4 months ago, the idea pops into my head, okay? Maybe 4.5 months. 4.5 months ago, I just chance across these YouTube videos. I've experienced 3 or 4 years of just failure. 7 years of my life being mediocre, right? 7 years of my life, like a little backstory. I was the golden child. I was a straight A student. I was the 4.0 GPA. I got into the business school at UT Austin. My parents had maybe fantasized of me going to like a Harvard or a Yale or something like that. I was envious of a few of my classmates, Ronald Reagan High School, who got into Yale and UPenn and whatever other, Ivy League status schools, but I never applied myself to that degree of level. I didn't care. I was very rebellious and anti everything that for me, I already was in the top 5% of my high school. I already knew I was automatically accepted into any school in Texas. I just didn't care. I chose business because that's what my dad thought would be cool. And I thought, okay, yeah, business sounds cool. But aside from like getting a business degree, I literally had no thought as to what I wanted to do. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just thought it was an esteemed path to take, right? A lot of millennials can understand that. You do what your parents thought that would be good for you to do, and then you realize, like, what the fuck do I want to do? What does this even mean? Right, okay. 2 years in, I get into the business school, which is the best school, which is the best business school in Texas, best business school in the South, five in the nation at the time, right? And I'm the treasurer of a fraternity and I'm building this little resume and like, everything is all about this picturesque Instagram post, Facebook post of like what my resume is, like what the credit of who I am is based on the words on this page. And I just thought everything was just so stupid. Like, I was just so anti all of it that I just dropped out of school, right? Maybe because I thought that's what billionaires do subconsciously, right? Fuck this, I'm a billionaire. Not really. 7 years from 20 to 27 of like not even fucking really, like just failing, like being mediocre. Like, my parents said I was an embarrassment. Like, my parents thought I had psychosis, like, thought I was schizophrenic or something, right? Delusional. bipolar, right? Extreme depression, extreme apathy, like drinking every night, like smoking pot every day. For at least 2 or 3 years of my life, I was stoned all the time. Like, I was not even sober. Like, I had forgotten what my sober personality was, right? Just fucked up. Just like, wanting, but then like, what is it? Partly procrastination, partly like you want these big things, but then you like procrastinate even getting started. Partly maybe mental laziness, partly maybe like fear, you don't know if you can. Partly maybe like you're just feeling sorry for yourself, you just want someone to pity you or give you a hug or something, right? Partly like you're really angry and bitter, and like, all this shit composites into not taking action and then, just being full of shit. Right? That was me up until I was like 24, 3 years ago. 4 years of just major drug use, Adderall, what I mean, whatever you could find, Vicodin, Oxycontin sometimes, opiates. I never was really into Xanax or anything like that, but I knew a lot of people who were, smoking all the time, right? Just like your idea of fun is like buying a case of beer, playing beer pong, right, when you really should be working on your hustle. So it's like I literally have been through all of that. Okay, no identity. What's my identity? I'm the shit. Really, no, I'm just a loser, right? I'm like a bitter, arrogant loser, and I can say that with total confidence. And then, kind of flash forward, I'm starting to take shit a little more seriously. Like, when you're 24 already, like everybody's already graduated, like what the fuck are you doing? Right, just delivering sushi, making $800 a week delivering sushi, right? Living with my parents because, like, I just wanted them to love me. You know what I mean? It's just like all these kinds of fucked up emotions. Okay, then I had a girlfriend who used to be a realtor. She was like, "You should get a real estate license." So I got a real estate license, kind of like I paid for the classes, kind of like going back to school, right? Got a real estate license. Hated the idea of being a realtor, wasn't really into it, never had worked sales before, never had been self-employed, didn't have any momentum, didn't really have good habits of discipline. It's really tough to work for yourself when you have never had the habits of like 100% accountable for your results, right? Like, it's tough, like, to stay motivated to actually do what you need to do when nobody tells you what to do. There are no deadlines. You don't have to wake up early. You don't have to do anything, right? So 3 years of building momentum, right? Worked for Cutco for like 2 months, like my dad was like, "You're just such a fucking loser. I can't believe you dropped out of school, out of a good business college to fucking sell bullshit," right? Just all of these like just extreme rejection and disappointment and like embarrassment, like you're just a fucking loser, like everybody is passing you making 80 G's. That's what my dad said to me. All of your friends are passing you up. Like, basically, I'm just the epitome of a loser, like a lazy loser, right? Thanks, Dad. But in another sense, I guess, you need to be held to higher standards. So, 25, got my own apartment, finally got a real sales job, finally got promoted to a team lead. By this point, I'm listening to a lot of motivational stuff. I'm not hanging out. I chose to not smoke pot. I've forgiven, I've let go. Okay, this is, I guess, just a little story of why I have podcasts and why I do the things that I do. So after that, more money doing door-to-door sales. I'm working with people making 200,000. My manager's making 660. His older brother's making 1.2. 1.2 million though at a W-2 is the same as making 600 as a 1099. Just so you guys know, just the number that you make on paper sounds great, but then like what's the net number? So 1.2 net is really 600. So 660, 1099 with all these tax write-offs is 600. So they're making the exact same, but it sounds way cooler to say 1.2 million, right? Anyways, I'm starting to network with wealthy people. Why? Because I'm demonstrating an intense amount of ambition and desire. Maybe not the best discipline, maybe still not waking up super early and like all my shit's together, but I am displaying an incredible amount of desire and energy. And like I'm radiating energy, enthusiasm. I'm radiating intense desire, hunger. I want, you know what I mean? So that energy was the buy-in to get rich people to talk to me and to network my way up into higher and higher commission paying jobs. Okay, but then door to door, I hated it and I didn't care about the money. To me, that was the same as being a business analyst. Like, that's why I dropped out of school, because I didn't want to go down some traditional path of having people tell me what to do. Okay. And then, my ex-girlfriend in a multi-level marketing company making maybe at her height, 18 to 20,000 a month, but who knows what it really was, probably less at the time. But it was cool to have been in direct association with people making more than my parents ever made. In America, anyone making more than 200,000 a year is probably in the upper realms. Right, they say the 1% is 450,000 a year. Right, is that a W-2 though? Is that a 1099? What are their write-offs? So she didn't have to pay any taxes. So maybe that's like making the same as someone who makes 400,000. That's to pay half their taxes. I mean, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm starting to network with wealthy people. I'm starting to understand that people just have a mental block. $100,000 to $200,000 in America, annual salary or whatever, a lot of people have a mental block. To break in the six figures is the first mental thing, right? Unless you're like an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer or, a high level producing, realtor or insurance person or financial advisor, right? I mean, there's only a certain amount of quote unquote jobs where people make more than 100,000, right? Marketing specialist, marketing, whatever, VP. Like, you know what I mean? And then 150 to 200, okay, breaking through to 200, not a lot of people do that, right? What, probably less than 5% of people actually make more than 200. So just by direct association, I had already, reached past that mentally. She helped me with my mental limitations of just like having financial intelligence. What do you even do with 20,000 a month, right? Like what, like how do you budget that, right? Like what is it, how do you plan ahead, right? Okay, through her, shut up. Through her, I was meeting a lot of seven-figure earners in the company. I had never met that many millionaires. She was like the bottom of the elite ranks in this travel company. And all the top people that I took pictures with, got to shake their hand, got to maybe even talk to them for a second. They're making 50 to 100, 200,000 a month. Okay, holy shit, I've never been around so many rich people before, right? Okay, and then that was last year for me. That was what I was planning on doing. That's what I thought I would become them. I thought I would become a seven-figure earner in this travel company called World Ventures. Okay, but it's not my personality, and that's the honest truth. I'm not really interested in vacationing all the time because I feel like that slows down my momentum. I'm not interested in bragging about how I travel full time, which is really bullshit and not true. You actually just sell travel memberships and you act like you have a vacation business, but really you're just a marketing rep. Okay, but anyways, I mean, not to diminish their success, it takes a lot of fucking hard work and mastery. These people are masters at communication. These people are masters at presenting. They really are. They're the best in their field. Who can make seven figures residually, passive income? Almost anyone in America would say you're set for life if you're pulling in 100,000 a month, 1099, and you can write most of those taxes off. That means you're netting a million a year. I mean, you're basically supreme, right? So I was already associating with supreme a year ago, but our relationship ended, didn't work out. I'm blaming her, she's blaming me. It's not just not working out, we're going different directions. Okay, cool. So now I'm 27 in Houston by myself, and I literally have no idea what to do. But my confidence has reached an all-time high because I don't know. I mean, like, once you break past the mental limitation, you see what these people are, you hear what they did to get there. It's no secret. It's directly correlated to your level of hustle and your skill, right? Everything else is just the vehicle that you choose. What are you going to sell? You know, any business sells something. What are you going to sell, right? And how are you going to increase more sales? And how busy are you? And how bad do you want it, right? There is no fucking secret. I can do LSD and magic mushrooms and ask God, please give me a divine sign. I will be rich and successful. There is no fucking sign. The sign is like, do you have a calendar? Did you write your daily productivity? Like, not what you intended to do, but like what you actually did, right? Did you actually work 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 hours? And were those hours real hours? Okay, you can log, oh, I worked 10 hours today. What did you actually accomplish in those 10 hours, right? How anal are we going to get about our time, right? How bad do we want to win, right? I want it so bad I'm waking up at fucking 4 a.m. just to see if that will make me more productive. And I don't, honestly don't know if it does. Like, all these people talk about 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m. All these billionaires are waking up at 4, 4:30 a.m. I wake up at 4, 4:30 a.m. I get really fucking tired halfway through the day. I don't know. I honestly don't know if I'm more productive that way or if I'm more productive off 10 hours of sleep, waking up at 11 a.m. and just cranking it at the late hours of the night. I don't know. Maybe I'm more productive at 2, 3, 4 a.m., right? Maybe I'm more productive with a full night's rest, which to me is like 10, sometimes 12 hours, right? And then that fucks up the whole next day because if I wake up at 11 a.m. off of 12 hours of sleep, I'm not going to be tired until like fucking 6 a.m. Right, and if I do that again and sleep 12 hours, then I'm gonna wake up at 6 p.m. Right, so like that's like how my body naturally operates. Like it's fucking weird. That's how my circadian rhythm operates. Every day I wake up later than the day before, and it's just very strange, right? And then you're waking up at like 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and it just feels really weird. But that's how my body. I don't know. Is that how my body prefers to operate, or do I just need to stamp that out and force myself to an early schedule? But I feel like when I'm waking up, like with everybody else, you know, they're awake at 7 a.m., 8 a.m. I just feel like that's exhausting to me to be plugged into the hive. I call it the hive. You know, everybody is in a hive. I feel like it's exhausting to me to play in the hive game. Because most everybody is tired. Most everybody who wakes up that early, you know, has to go to work, works 40 hours, the collective society is exhausted all the time, right? So why should I participate in that bandwidth when my bandwidth is my own frequency, is way more energized, right? I slept 12 hours, I feel incredible. Like, yesterday, when I woke up at 6:30 off of like, you know, 6 hours of sleep, I was so fucking tired all day long, and I'm taking fucking energy supplements just to like try to stay awake. Is that what real productivity is? I doubt it. Can I train myself to get used to that? Probably, but like, you know, you just have to try. Trial and error, experimentation. If you have a job, I suppose you don't necessarily have the freedom. The luxury of time freedom that I do, because I don't have to go to work, period. I don't have to work at all. Like, I work because I want to work. You know, yeah, I need money, but, you know, I don't need very much money because I'm really good with my expenses. I have hardly any expenses. So, anyway, this is how I built my life. Okay, now the Lux Exchange is. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to ramble too much. I just kind of went on about my life, but that's my story. 27 years old, right? Okay. I've been saying that I'm the world's first trillionaire since I was 25 years old. I've been saying that for 2 years. In the beginning, I said it as a joke. I don't even know why I said it. I was just bullshitting with my friends, and I just look them dead in the eyes, and I'm like, I'm the world's first trillionaire, right? And then they just start laughing. Like my friend Josh, he would call me a Donald Trump nigga. This Donald Trump nigga over here, right? I miss my buddy Josh. We used to sell alarms together, but he was my best friend in San Antonio. And he was calling me a Donald Trump nigga because, like, I was always talking about big things, even just when we were retail reps selling alarms in Best Buy, I was already thinking of, like, I'm a millionaire, I'm a billionaire, right? So I just started saying, I am the world's first trillionaire. And the more and more I said it, the more and more I started to believe, like, well, why couldn't I be, right? The more and more I said it out loud, I started telling people. In the beginning, I was just saying it as a joke, like it's funny, right? Then I just realized, like, I'm trying to convince people that I could be, right? And then I was just like, I don't even really care what people think, but I want to be the world's first trillionaire. And then after a while, I'm just like, fuck it, like I'm just gonna claim it. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna claim it. I'm the world's first trillionaire, right? And that's just like, maybe, maybe not. Maybe Jeff Bezos will beat me to it. But ever since I started saying it, I've been getting trillionaire ideas. I'm serious. And I don't know how that works with the universe, but you start painting the picture, it will actually tell you what to do, right? Out of nowhere, I started this clothing business. I'm not like a fashionista. I'm not super into fashion. I mean, I like fashion, I like designer stuff. But I'm not like, I don't spend all my money on clothes. Like, I'm not into trends. Like, I don't know what all the trends are right now. I'm not, but the margins that I was making, that I have been making, and the margins that are possible to make are just so ridiculously high that it makes sense. Like, I could turn this into a billion-dollar business. And how I can do this is just very simple. If I can get a billion people, which I know is ridiculous, but like, come on, you need to be a little ridiculous if you want to think this big. Okay, most people are thinking 100, 200K. Okay, think billion. If I could get a billion people to buy one thing a month from me, and let's just say I'm only making $1. I'm making $1 billion a month, okay? I'm only making $1 off every item. I'm only selling one item a month, but I'm selling it to a billion people. I am making $1 billion a month, okay? That dollar is what I make, okay? Everything else is paid out, paid to shipping, paid to warehouse, paid to fulfillment, paid to employees, paid to top-level managers, paid to advertising and media, right? You get it, right? So let's, what are my margins? Right now, I'm buying for, on average, a dollar. I'm selling for, on average, 10. I want to say 15, but it really is more like 10. Can I get this up to 15, 20? Yeah, probably. But I'm going for scale. I'm going for a billion people that I can make a dollar off of net, okay? That's the model. Right? What gives me the audacity is because, dude, everything is value. I have to be providing someone extreme value, right? They're spending $10. I'm spending $9 on everybody else. I'm making $1. Okay? Right? I got it for a dollar. I sell it for 10. I'm actually paying out 8. I'm keeping 1. Okay? You can agree with that. You can agree with that kind of number. You can agree with those terms, right? And where do you find it? And what are you selling? Well, that's the secret, right? If you can figure that out, you'll be a billionaire, right? That's the hardest part. Where do I find it? Who do I sell it to? How fast can I do it? How many times can I do it, right? There you go. Anyways, that's my life in what, 30 minutes. And thanks for listening. I've just been making a bunch of random fucking podcasts, so I just wanted to take it back to the original step, which is why am I even doing this in the first place? Why am I motivated to be a trillionaire? Because I just had a really average and maybe pathetic life, you know? Like, I was always the outcast. I was always a new kid and an outcast and really good at some things and really terrible at others. Always new, always awkward, always shy, always made fun of, right? And then I turned into kind of an asshole douchebag to kind of protect myself as I became a teenager, you know? And then I kind of just puffed up my chest and developed a hyperinflated ego as a defense mechanism to being bullied all the time. Right. And then I've had everyone in my life devalue me, you know, tell me I'm like less than zero, like not even worth anything. Right. Like I look at people like Kendall Jenner, who's 23. She just turned 23 in November. And I'm like, God, you know, all of those expectations placed on you. You were famous before you even knew what fame was. Right. When I was 23, I was. It was good for me to even just hold a job down and not relapse on drugs. Like, those were the expectations for me as a 23-year-old, just to even have like be able to keep a job and not use drugs, right? Like, the epitome of my success at 23 was working at Jason's Deli as a delivery driver, right? And everyone else is graduating college and they've got their first little job. And I'm just like trying not to be a drug addict and get fired, like, because I've got such major emotional issues. Anyways, it's like the motivation is to make all of that make sense. Make those 7 years of just trials and errors, just of failing, make sense. I just want it to make sense. And it makes sense when you have discipline. And it makes sense when you save your money. You know, this is the boring shit, but this is probably the most relevant shit. You know, you have a few $1,000, you're not worried. You're not in fear. You know, you have a few $1,000 and you're already ahead of most Americans. You have a few $1,000 and it's okay. You can weather a few storms. You can make calculated decisions, right? You save all your money. You put yourself up for success. Like you program yourself to be in a much more empowered state. And it comes with having money. And it comes with saving money. And that comes with sacrifice. Whether or not you're going to wake up at 4 a.m. and be a super achiever or whatever, you're just going to be a fucking crazy cyborg for 20 hours like Elon Musk. You're just going to be a freak robot, you know. And he says he works 100 hours, so he gets there 2.5 times faster. But let's compare him to a Jeff Bezos or a Bill Gates, you think, and a Warren Buffett. They don't work 100 hours and they're worth 4, 6 times more money than he is. So it's not always about cranking out productivity, but you do have to fucking hustle and you have to find value. Amazon and Microsoft is more valuable than Tesla and SpaceX, and that's why they're worth more money. You can work 100 hours at construction. And you can work 10 hours as a real estate investor, and the investor is making millions, and the construction person is destroying their body. You know, there are exceptions to everything, but you should aspire towards being more productive. You should aspire to networking better. You should aspire to understanding what your own motivation is, what gets you juiced up about life, what gets you excited, right? I listen to these podcasts and books from people in the Northeast who went to like these collegiate, Ivy League collegiate, you know, they say jazzed, right? That's like an old rich white person from New England says jazzed. What gets you jazzed up, right? What gets you juiced? Like what gets you lit? Like what gets you fucking pumped up? Like what gets you going, right? You need to have an answer to that. If you don't have an answer to that, you should aspire to have an answer to that. You should seek an answer to that. You get an answer by programming your mind. You program your mind by tuning into sources of power. If you don't know how to tune into sources of power, you must find powerful people to absorb their personality, absorb the audiobooks. Why do you think I listen to so many audiobooks? Because I'm living in Houston. I don't have a whole bunch of friends right now, and everybody that I interact with is either going to raise or lower my energy. I feel like I have so much energy that chances are most people lower my energy by association. So the only way for me to even maintain a high level of energy, I have to get it from external sources. Do you understand? You become the thing that you surround yourself with. Surround yourself with power. Surround yourself with energy. Surround yourself with focus and clarity. If you're really not into that, well, then you'll probably find another podcast because that's basically all I talk about. But if you are into that and you want to make something of your life, and if you understand what I understand, and you've been through a lot of shit, and you've been through a lot of mental disorders, drug problems, people turning their back on you and humiliating you, and you feel like you're not even worth anything. Well, the good news is you can use all of that as ammunition, and for people who have never suffered, they will never really know true fulfillment because, if you all you've experienced is love and happiness, you probably won't have this burning psycho ambition. You probably won't have this burning rage inside of like, I've got to prove myself. Right? If all you've ever had was like you want to prove yourself because of your friends who make $50,000 more than you, that's not really like a burning, like soul consuming, like thing, right? Like it could be, but it's like, dude, 50 G's is not going to be the reason why you force yourself to the extreme, like why you develop and cultivate yourself to like total excellence, right? It's not money. It's not money. It's something inside of you, something inside of you that's seeking expression, and you've got to feed it. You got to nurture it, and you got to understand what it is, and you have to understand what it wants, and then you have to understand what it needs, and then you've really got to feed it. You got to buckle down, and you got to commit. Once you commit, the speed at which you experience success is probably directly related to the amount of extra effort you are willing to put in. And that means cutting into sleep and TV and entertainment and sacrifice. And sacrifice is not fun. And people don't like sacrifice. Okay? And that's why excellence is rare. And that's why being a winner is very rare. And that's why you listen to podcasts from people who have achieved incredible success. And I believe I will become the world's first trillionaire, but I'm not attached to the outcome. I want it to happen. I believe it will happen. Does it have to happen? No, it does not have to happen. And will it ruin me if it doesn't happen? No, it won't, because the pursuit is enough to keep me going. You understand? The goal should be your source of excitement. It should not be a chain to which you are bound by. Right? I feel sorry for these people who are like, in my head, these artists who are bound to a world tour because their income and their pride is directly related to the amount of ticket sales and arenas that they can sell out. Right? And it's like, I don't know. Are you bound to that life? Am I bound to a life of building a business? Now I choose to. I want to. I don't have to, and I choose to. Right? I don't have to do anything more than make a few hundred dollars a week. I don't have to, but I want to. Anyways, a bit of a longer episode. I'm trying to open up a little bit, let people inside, let people understand why I'm doing this, because I have been getting a lot more action. I'm trying to be a little creative. Sometimes I freestyle and say crazy shit, and I probably will continue to do that. But for the most part, I'm pretty level-headed. I'm pretty reasonable. I mostly just work a lot. This is a good outlet for me, and hopefully you found it interesting. And I wish you a productive rest of the week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.